Let us pray. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Judges 13:5. Dear Heavenly Father, just like Samson in Judges 13, I know I too have been called to be set apart. I will not treat myself as common, because you've created me to be extraordinary. Like extraordinary athletes that require extraordinary training, I realize that my life is no exception. Therefore, when my feet touch the ground, I will first connect my heart and soul to your incredible power. I will shift my mind and increase my faith, because as I walk with you, all things become possible. I declare that I have been marked for greatness. I declare that the way I choose to live my life will be in proportion to the anointing and calling I'm stepping into. I will no longer compare myself to others, because what God is doing in my life cannot be imitated. I am one of a kind. I'm not afraid to be different and do different if it means that I'll be able to experience a life completely different from others. I have been marked for greatness, and I accept that life. In Jesus' name, amen. Listening to these daily prayers strengthens your relationship with God. Continue hearing from the Lord by listening to today's Bible in a Year. Brought to you by BibleInAYear.com.
The birth of Samson. In our last story, we peered into the life of the outcast Jephthah. He was a forgotten bastard son who led Israel out of captivity from the Ammonites. However, he made a promise to God that he would sacrifice the first thing he saw after battle. Little did he know it would be his daughter. So Jephthah mourned and was remembered for his foolishness. In this story, we learn of Israel's disobedience and need for another hero. This time, God prepares the way for another hero. A hero that would be stronger than all the others combined. Yet his story would be a mixture of heroism and tragedy, inspired by the book of Judges.
Hello, this is Jack Graham with today's episode of the Bible in a Year podcast. In our last episode, we heard the tragic story of Jephthah, a mighty warrior who led Israel in victory against the Ammonites, but whose impulsive and foolish promise cost him his daughter, his only child. Though Jephthah is remembered as a hero of the faith in Hebrews, he is also remembered for this crazy vow and the high price that he paid and his family paid because he kept a vow that he should never have made. Today we'll hear how Israel disobeyed God again and needed a new hero to rescue them, a new deliverer, a judge by the name of Samson. Samson doesn't come onto the scene as a full-grown man ready to be the people's man, the people's hero. We'll get to see his story from the beginning, from his birth, and how God chose him for a very special purpose. But more than anything, today's story is one of grateful parents-to-be who seek God's wise counsel for how to raise the child they are about to bring into the world. So let's listen now to today's scripture.
Like moths to a flame, Israel drew close to their sin. They had an insatiable appetite for idolatry. Their lewdness reflected a sickness that plagued man since the Garden of Eden. God would allow them to be held captive by the Philistines. Their captivity to the Philistines reflected a greater captivity in their hearts. Their own sin enslaved their souls, and the Philistines enslaved their bodies. For 40 years they lived in misery. During this time there was a man of Zorah named Manoah. Manoah and his wife were childless, for his wife was barren. Yet God had a plan for them. An angel of God met Manoah's wife and said to her, "You will conceive a son in due time, and when you do, he will live a life set apart for me. He will have no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean. No razor shall come upon his head, for he shall be a Nazarite of God. For I shall rise him up to be a conquering hero, and he will do great things to liberate Israel from the Philistines. The woman ran to her husband and told him of the visitation from a strange man. Manoah prayed to God for guidance and wisdom, imploring that the angel visit again to give them more insight. God answered, and the angel appeared again to the woman. She ran back to her husband, saying, "Look, the man from before is here." So Manoah ran to go greet him. "Are you the one who spoke to my wife before?" Manoah asked. The angel of God nodded and said it was so. Manoah knelt before him and begged him to stay longer. "How shall we raise our child?" Manoah asked, for they had dreamed of being parents. And if their son was to be a hero, they wanted to be faithful. So God instructed Manoah, as he did to his wife previously. He would have no wine or strong drink. He would eat clean foods and never cut his hair or face. God wanted to groom a warrior unlike any other before him. "Please stay with us a while," Manoah asked. "He will have a feast and make a burnt offering to you." And the angel of the Lord refused the food, but remained for the sacrifice made to the Lord. Manoah did not know he was speaking to God himself, so he asked the angel a simple question with profound implications. "What is your name?" Manoah asked. God looked upon Manoah as a father would a child. "Why do you ask me my name?" God asked. "It is Wonderful," he said. The name Wonderful would be prophesied as the name of the Messiah hundreds of years later. Manoah and his wife laid an offering down at the altar of God. They watched as the flames danced in front of them. It was night, and the light of the fire drew them in close. Then, in a rush like the wind was pushing the flames upwards, the angel of the Lord rose up with the smoke and disappeared into the sky. Manoah and his wife fell on their faces, finally realizing who it was they were speaking to. "The Lord will surely kill us since we have seen him," Manoah trembled. "If he wanted to kill us, we would be dead," his wife replied. God would not visit them in this way again. The two conceived and bore a child. They named him Samson. The young boy grew into a strong man. God blessed Samson in everything, and his strength was unmatched by anyone in the land. Year by year, God groomed him. He abstained from drinks that would dwindle his wits, and he abstained from foods that would weaken his body. He did not shave and lived in the land under the training and favor of God. For one day, he would be called upon to save all of Israel.
We begin today's story with Israel once again in sinful rebellion against God. They turned to other gods, little gods, no gods at all, idols, and they began to do evil in the sight of the Lord. God gave them over to the Philistines for 40 years, but this time we don't hear the people crying for the help of God. So God begins preparing a mighty leader among them. And it starts with a couple who are unable to have children, and God chooses to bless them with a son. Manoah and his wife were clearly God-fearing, righteous people. They were about to be chosen to raise a boy who would become a great man in Israel. So when an angel from God appeared to Manoah's wife, she listened carefully to what he told her. It was joyous news. A child would soon come into their family. And he wouldn't be just any child. The angel gave her strict instructions for how she was to eat and drink while she carried the child, as well as how he was to be raised to be set apart as a Nazarite. Manoah's wife runs to tell her husband the amazing news and the instructions that she had received. His response is such a great example for any expecting parent. We read it in Judges 3:8. Then Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, "O Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come again to us and teach us what we're to do with the child who will be born." He had just received the best news of his life. Not only a child, but a son was coming. Manoah knew that his child would fulfill a very special purpose. So what does he do? He once again seeks God and asks for direction and instruction. What a wonderful thing it is for any parent to be, to ask God for guidance and to pray that He would enable us to raise our children for a righteous purpose. That's exactly what Manoah and his wife did, and God honored their request, sending his angel once more to instruct them. Manoah invited the angel to stay and eat with them, and the angel told them that he would not eat, but would stay while they made a sacrifice to the Lord. Manoah then asked the angel his name so that they could honor this angel. And the angel's reply is prophetic, for he says his name is Wonderful. It is a title that will be given one day to the Messiah, the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. So this was no angel. This was a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus, what we know in theology as a theophany, an appearance of God in the Old Testament. When the flames of the offering leap into the sky, Manoah and his wife watch as the angel goes up into the heavens with the flames. Realizing that they've seen God, they fall in adoration, the only proper response to an encounter with God. The child is born, and his name is Samson. His parents follow all the instructions, and he grows stronger and stronger and stronger. He will become a superhero of sorts, a legend, a strong man like no other. God will use Samson in a mighty way, despite his failings and weaknesses. And we're going to hear more of his story the next time. Dear God, we do thank you for the example of Samson's parents, godly parents who sought you and your wisdom and guidance for the raising of their child. Help us to do the same as we want to bring up our children in the nurture and in the training of the Lord. Give us wisdom, Lord, to be faithful parents, to set the right example, and to bring up our children to love and serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you once again for listening to today's Bible in a Year podcast. I'm Jack Graham, pastor of the Prestonwood Baptist Church in the Dallas area here in Texas. And I want to encourage you to download the Pray.com app and make this time together in God's Word a priority in your life. Tell other people about it. Encourage your family and friends about this podcast. And by sharing this podcast, you can make a difference in someone's life. You might even be the one who leads that person to a personal faith in Christ, because Christ is in the Bible, and the Bible is all about Jesus. If you want to know more about the Lord, how to know Him, how to serve Him, and be His disciple, then let me encourage you to visit my website, which is jackgraham.org. We would love to assist you in any way possible as you grow in your journey of faith. Again, that's jackgraham.org. God bless you.